The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, there was a protest outside the Dáil last night by people living with Friedreich's ataxia. They want the drug Sky Claras to be included in the HSE drugs group meeting, which is happening today. Emily Felix was one of those protesting and she joins me now. Emily, good morning to you. It's good to talk to you again.
Good morning, Claire. Thanks for having me on.
You were deeply disappointed when you found out that this drug was not on the list to be discussed today at the drugs group meeting. You refused to accept that. You wanted put on there and discussed today.
Yeah. So we found out over the weekend through secondhand information that it wouldn't be on the agenda, and is deeply upsetting. We assumed it would be on the agenda, and there's no reason why it should not be on the agenda, to be honest. I can't accept it. And that's why myself and a number of advocates went up, people living with Friedreich's ataxia, we all went up because we need answers. We need timelines, we need commitments, and I'm sick of these empty promises. We've had so many over the last few months and no actual commitments.
Now, just to remind people, or if they're not aware of it, the drug, it was said by the Centre for National Pharmacoeconomics that the drug would not be funded. Then there was a request put into Biogen, the manufacturers, for more information, which was submitted. And you're saying that it was submitted in time for this conversation to happen today on the drugs group. They say it's not going to happen until the next meeting. But you're asking them, you're pleading with them to discuss it today. Now, do you feel that that's going to happen, or is it just simply too late to get it onto the agenda?
Yeah, no, I think it's too late now. But yeah, so the reality is Biogen, the pharmaceutical company, did submit the necessary information on the 21st of May. And we all, as patients, received confirmation of that information by a formal notification from Biogen, the pharmaceutical company. They told us they had submitted the necessary proposal and that they also had a meeting with the HSE CPU already at that date of the 21st. So the necessary information was sent in. But when I was at the protest yesterday, Fianna Fáil TD told me that, yes, I was right. I was correct that Biogen did submit the proposal on the 21st. That was correct, but that the HSE did not open or did not process the proposal received until the 27th.
Okay, hence the delay.
That is the delay.
As you've said, and you accept now, reluctantly, that it won't be discussed at this meeting.
Yeah.
But just to talk about the drug in and of itself, we know that it doesn't stop or cure Friedreich's ataxia, Emily, but what do you believe that drug might do for you?
From speaking to people on the drug, I've spoke to people in Italy, I've spoke to people in France, and I've spoke to people in the USA on the drug. And they have all told me their condition has not progressed, that it hasn't deteriorated since being on the drug. And in fact, one of the people told me their speech has improved. Their speech has improved and that they can work. They can go to the gym. They can work on their strength, on maintaining their strength, and actually for it to be not in vain, for you to be actually able to work on your body and have this majorly supportive drug that can work with you in maintaining your abilities.
Yeah, and that's why, Emily, there's the urgency here for you is to get on this drug as soon as possible to try and halt the progress of Friedreich's ataxia.
Exactly. Yeah. So every week, every month, I'm losing abilities. And I know that I can't regain them. I know this drug won't reverse anything that's gone. And that's why for the government not having us on the agenda today and pushing us on a different date next month, for them it's just a little administrative move from one month to the next. But for me it's major. I'm losing my speech, I'm losing my swallow, I'm losing my mobility. I can't transfer without hands-on support of two people, and even with that, it's such a struggle. I just can't. I'm not prepared to lose anymore. I'm not.
And Emily, also on top of all of that that you're dealing with, it is being a public face now, you know, and being somebody who travels to the Dáil and protests outside. I'm sure that's not something that you ever wanted to do either.
No, it's degrading. It really is, because I feel like me and the people who went with me, we're all wheelchair users, we're all in our 20s. We're trying our hardest for not just for us, but for everyone with Friedreich's ataxia. And the government aren't listening to us. We went up yesterday. We told the Taoiseach and the Minister of Health knew we were in Leinster House. Their TDs in their departments advised them to come down and speak to us, and they didn't have the decency to reassure us for even 1 minute. No one in the government is speaking to us. TDs and senators, we're getting support from these TDs and senators, but the people making the decisions, they don't even have the decency to reassure us. They
Okay.
aren't looking at us as
It was
humans.
the Minister for Health at the Taoiseach you wanted to speak to directly yesterday. And we know that the Taoiseach met Craig Cody, who we've spoken to on the programme. He met him this week. Emily, I have to leave that there for now, but we are going to keep in touch with you. We are pushing with you for this drug, for people, for you and for people like you. And we will stay on the story and we will speak again. Thank you so much for being with us.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.